Good afternoon. The steadiest rain associated with the latest storm continues to track east of Cape Cod and north and east through Maine as a low pressure center rides up the eastern seaboard. At the same time, the upper level portion of the storm is spinning around northern New Jersey and northeastern Pennsylvania. This portion of the storm has begun to generate scattered showers and pop-up bursts of rain across portions of the Catskills and the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and as it meanders through the region today, we'll continue to see mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers and maybe even a rumble of thunder in spots with a quick heavy downpour or two. With some bright spots in between the showers, temperatures will manage to get into the middle 60s for daytime highs. With the system continuing to slide to the east after dark tonight, we'll still see some scattered showers around and a couple of bursts of rain. Otherwise, gradually we'll start a clearing trend overnight and temperatures will drop back into the 40s. This will set us up for a dry start to the weekend with mostly sunny skies and high pressure in control on Saturday. A northwest breeze will be pleasant and highs will go back up into the mid-60s. The next disturbance is a weak cold front approaching from the Great Lakes with limited moisture. As a result, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds with just the outside risk of a shower on Sunday as high temperatures push into the upper 60s and toward the 70-degree mark. Behind this cold front, a cooler flow from Canada will move in for the early part of next week. A northwest breeze will keep it in the upper 50s to around 60 on Monday with a leftover shower. On Tuesday, we'll go back to full sunshine, starting a drier trend heading through the middle of next week with highs in the upper 50s to around 60 through Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and thunderstorms will continue to spread bursts of heavy rain across the mid-Atlantic and eastern New England as a cold front slowly moves off the east coast today. Rainfall and possible flash flooding will diminish, however, during the day. Rain is expected to taper off as the system pulls farther away from New England tonight. Meanwhile, with a dome of high pressure remaining anchored over the southwest and southern Rockies, daily temperatures will stay much warmer than average for early May. Daily readings will be upwards of 10 to 20 degrees above average for the southwest, Great Basin, and southern Rockies and the adjacent high plains. The hot and dry conditions will lead to elevated fire weather concerns from eastern Arizona to west Texas. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 21 at Crane Lake, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm, lower 60s. Boston, cloudy and breezy with rain in the lower 60s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the upper 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees. The average low, 43. The record high, 86, set in 2001. And the record low, 28 in 2008 and 1961. Sunrise this morning was at 5:49 a.m., sunset this evening 7:56 p.m., 14 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy with a few showers tonight in the lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the mid-60s. A few showers, then some clearing late tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. A few showers, then some clearing late tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the mid-60s. A few showers, then some clearing late tonight, lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy, mid-60s. A mix of sun and clouds, just the risk of a shower Sunday, upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, a shower possible on Monday in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny on Tuesday. A mix of sun and clouds Wednesday and Thursday, with highs all 3 days in the upper 50s to around 60 degrees. Stay safe and enjoy the weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.